Hey, Delaney, America Tonight. If you were planning on going to see Lady Liberty, no. Wanted to take a stroll through Independence Hall? No, not happening. Over 300 national treasures are shut down. Why? Furloughs. Non-essential workers have been told to stay home. So this is it. First shutdown since 1996. There have been 17 since 76, but this is the first one since the mid-90s. What does it all mean? For some people, it means a lighter paycheck. For others, it means a few nervous moments because they're waiting for funding to come through, for example, or they're waiting for a permit to be approved, like a gun permit. Or they have relatives that have come in from someplace else to see a whole bunch of things in the U.S., and they just had poor timing. And in the meantime, yes, we the taxpayers will pay for the shutdown, because ultimately we'll lose money in the end. So now what? At least the military will get their pay, and that's the good news, because that would have been the worst poke in the eye that I could possibly think of, especially to the people who are active military, who are serving in horrific corners of the world, like, sorry, Afghanistan. Wall Street is a little shaky. They don't like this DC malfunction. And there is debt ceiling woes still to deal with. By October 17th. Some people say it's much ado about nothing. I had somebody say that to me over the weekend. Oh, it's nothing. It's no big deal. It's nothing. It is something to the people who are furloughed. I know four people who fall into that category. Good people who work their rear ends off aren't taking advantage of a fat cat government job, so to speak, they're losing money. So I know there are families that are losing money. And I know the situation is infuriating to so many. Because after all, what is it going to do? What is it going to prove? And the answer is nothing at this point. Nothing. So we pick it back up to the point where you now will have some decisions to be made as to whether or not to do a clean bill and accept the Senate version of the budget and have a not a compromise, but have it go down the road a bit until November 15th by failing to act. The government is officially shut down, but to reopen the government, you have to strike some sort of a deal. And striking some sort of a deal means the Republicans will have to bend. Obamacare and funding and spending won't be tied to this push to move it to the 15th. You have until the 15th. But now we're just moving dates around. And debt ceiling is a big thing. And with the debt ceiling so close, makes it even trickier. Makes it very tricky, in fact. Is this shutdown affecting you? I mentioned that I knew some people that it was affecting. I'm wondering how many people listening are affected by this and maybe infuriated by it. You may be confused about the Obamacare exchanges that are supposed to kick in. 36 states will have those. So even though this whole deadline thing was missed, it doesn't mean that the Obamacare exchanges aren't set up and they're not rolling. They are. So that rolls out and people try to figure out the facts. They try to figure out the facts of, oof, what does that mean? What do I have to do? I don't have insurance, but if I don't sign up, I get fined. What's the fine? Geez, I really need insurance, and they say affordable, so what does that mean? We kept hearing, if you like a plan, you can keep it. If you like a plan, you can keep it. But it doesn't mean that your employer won't switch plans because they don't have to keep it and you're beholden to them. So we have exchanges and confusion on that, and we have confusion on keeping your insurance. Will the uninsured pay less on the government exchanges than they would on an individual market? Some cases yes, some cases no. Younger people will pay more, older people less. The cost of premiums, tell me how you like this, is based on geography and other factors like smoking. So when they ask the question, do you smoke? No. I mean, what are people going to check? And if you live in an area that's really super small, you're going to pay more. You're going to pay way more than other people are paying. So this is a twisted turn of events, I think, for some. Only a small, small percentage of the uninsured are going to be caught in the middle of this hurricane, because I think some of them aren't going to sign up. Remember, it was all about that this new law would provide health insurance for every man, woman, and child in America. So the law could cover more, but is everyone going to be covered? Coverage for 25 million Americans over the next 10 years. It's projected 31 million will be without insurance in 2023. So while the government can't operate in cash, I think a lot of people are operating in cash when they go to pay doctors for certain things. So 31 million living below the poverty line in the 21 states that have decided against expanding Medicaid under Obamacare. And those people are going to be struggling because they don't really understand it. And are jobs affected by this? Some jobs would be affected, because some jobs will be eliminated or reduced from full-time to part-time. I've given that example when it comes to wait staff somewhere. A lot of people work in good restaurants because they can work for nice tips and they can feed the family on that. What say you, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. It's official, like I said, the government is shut down. Now people are grappling with not just that, but affordable health care. And geez, was the truth stretched a bit when selling this to Americans? I would say so. From end to end, the truth was twisted, whether it's the premium side or whether we're talking about what your deductible is. Dale, you hang on. Dale, anybody else who wants to chip away at this, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is the 17th time the government's been shut down, but this one's looking like, boy, you better get it together. They're going to probably punt to the 15th, and then what's going to be different on November 15th? There's the big question. And in between, deal with the debt ceiling. It's the same thing over and over again. And in between that, the catastrophe that is Obamacare, but I think the Republicans needed to let that play out anyway. And I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat or whatever. You watch where this goes, and I can't imagine that this is going to be a smooth rollout. It's not looking that way. There's too many things that are factors that people don't realize that are about to hit them right between the eyes. Dale in Missouri, thanks for hanging through. Dale, throw in your two cents. What do you think?
Hi, Kate. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I think that you can't get blood out of a turnip. And when I say that, I mean, I know so many poor people that live week to week, and they try to find money for gas and food.
Yeah.
And they don't have the money it's going to take to do what Obamacare demands.
Yeah, I agree.
It just ain't going to happen.
Nope.
And I think that it's got too many things wrong with it. I mean, my insurance, I have insurance with my work, and it's went up twice already. And I heard today on the radio that there was like five or six states that major insurance companies pulled out of altogether.
Yeah, because they can't afford it. They can't do it, yeah.
And there's so many people going to go to part-time jobs and lose their health insurance. I mean, it's a total disaster.
I agree.
I don't think it can work. I don't see how they're going to make it work. And I think this is going to be dumped right on the Democrats. I think that they're going to get it back in their lap.
I agree. And the Democrats are going to lose a lot of their seats if how this plays out, I think, because this is their dilemma. And I think this will change the fate of many of the Republicans. That's why they should just let it play out. Not because I want to see disastrous things happen, but it's already happening, Dale. So it doesn't matter. People are getting letters in the mail saying that their premiums have gone up and they don't understand why they've gone up three times more than what they were. So, yeah.
I think they're going to have trouble with young people buying in on this.
Yeah, I do, too.
And I think that, what do you call it, the insurance groups?
Yeah, the exchanges.
The exchanges, I think a lot of them is going to be in trouble.
Yeah, they won't be able to exist, yeah, because they won't have enough pool.
I don't think so. The insurance would be so high, nobody could afford it.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
So yep. I think it's really in trouble, and I think by them putting it into effect this time next year, we're going to see a whole lot different attitude by the American people.
I agree. Well said, Dale. Thanks for the call. That was worth the wait. Good job. He's right. I think we're going to see it's going to be completely different, the attitude we see from the American people. And, I mean, I've said this probably 10 times during this show, and I'll say it again. Dale, myself, I'm going to speak for him, and half the people that listen to America Tonight and call America Tonight would agree. If somebody said to them, well, geez, why wouldn't you want affordable health care? Well, of course you want affordable health care, but it's not affordable. It's a misnomer because there were so many factors they didn't count on or didn't realize, or maybe they didn't thought they would happen. Well, geez, if we say we're going to fine people if they don't get health care, well, then of course the young people will flood the health exchanges, and the answer is they won't. And then like Gail said, how do you get blood out of a turnip? People that are living and trying to debate on putting gas in the car and getting sandwiches for lunch, getting bread and some bologna or whatever from the store. I mean, seriously, it's that bad for some people. They're debating all that. How are they going to be able to pay for unaffordable health insurance? They're not. And that's the people that are going to get stung and that are in the middle of all of this again. And that's a shame because it goes to the disappearing middle class. The person is just, geez, golly whiz, I'm just a hard worker. Every day I'm putting in, and my whole life I put in you've taken Social Security out of my check. I don't understand. What was this? Somebody told me when I was young, life isn't fair. Life isn't fair, and Obamacare certainly isn't either. It's too bad because the idea of having great health care coverage for everybody, I don't think anyone's going to deny, yeah, it'd be a great thing. But the insurance companies, if they're not making a profit, they're out too, as Dale mentioned. They'll bail, and they already have bailed on some states. So in some places, it's going to be tough to get insurance and unaffordable. What good is insurance if you can't afford anything else, period, in your life? You can't pay your bills. Well, as much as you need insurance, really, it's catastrophic insurance. And taking that chance would bankrupt people. But we're back into the position where we've been put into before. If you do this, you'll regret it. They're even saying being very careful about the personal information that you put out there. So the bottom line is this. Let me reiterate it. The government shut down after midnight Eastern. It is shut down. So things you might not be thinking about, all those public parks and monuments and all that stuff, they're shut. They're gone. Any of those for now until the government comes back. People are furloughed. People that work for the Defense Department, all kinds of people. People that work for any government agency you can imagine. It's whether or not it's essential personnel. They didn't take the money from the military. That's a good thing, because they were going to do that. So the other thing that's interesting, maybe in some ways, Dad, it's insult to injury. The NSA spying, oh, that's going to continue. So the federal government shut down, but the massive spy machinery at the National Security Agency is still going full force. So park rangers, government employees, contractors, all affected. Even three-quarters of the White House staff has to be sent home. Essential personnel and service stay online, and that includes the NSA surveillance operators and operations. Doesn't that just get you? They say the shutdown wouldn't affect the core ops. I want to know what the core ops are. Where are they located? But they're not going to be affected. And now it's a question of who blinks. And I think who blinks will probably be the Republicans, because it'll be back in their court at the ball. And they'll pass what they call a clean bill. Obamacare won't be defended, but this is where you can let it play out now. And I think that's what'll happen. It'll play out. I mean, Congress is talking about taking down its website. There are other websites that are going down because they can't pay for them at this point. So it's a full-fledged shutdown, meaning workers, services, all that kind of stuff. People that live in Washington, trash collection. I made a joke about it the other day that it was going to be Trash Island because everything's just going to pile up all over again since it won't be paid for. So clearly, this doesn't seem like the right way to go forward. Seems like an irresponsible choice to let the government just shut down. And then once they get through, if they get through all this hurdle, which they will, I think at the November 15th date, and then swing into a new year, it starts all over again. It starts all over again. Just hit the countdown clock, like Bill Murray on Groundhog Day. Ugh. You think, wouldn't that be cool? You just keep repeating the day over and over again? No. He didn't think it was so cool in the end, and it's definitely not cool what's happening with us now. Because the key ingredient in the Affordable Health Care Act was to make it affordable. And it's not affordable. It's not affordable. No one has been able to prove to me, show me the math, show me anything, that shows me where it is legitimately affordable. All right, stay with us. We're kicking it to the other side here on America Tonight.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale, on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The mailbag. Just a friendly reminder, anytime you want to vent and you can't find your way to the phone or you're working, I sometimes get that from people that, hey, I'd love to call you, I'm actually listening to you, but I can't call while I'm working. So if you can call us at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, and you want to vent about the politicians who, by the way, Congress today in a CNN poll comes out with a 10% approval rating. Woo, that is the lowest of low. Lowest in any of the CNN polls, by the way, so the approval rating's not very good. I'm sure you're not surprised by that. But if you wanted to vent about Congress and whether or not you think your congressional reps are doing a good job, you could give us a jingle or you could just hit us up on the mailbag or whatever it is that is getting your goat these days. Or, by the way, if you have something great to tell us, it doesn't have to be all negative, controversial stuff, something awesome might be happening in your area that you want to tell us about here on one of our incredible affiliates. So just go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and just like that, you're in.
You have mail, mistress.
Okay, this one from Howard, listening in the great state of Illinois. And Howard says, Kate, I heard you on Nail the Score. Oh, I wanted to call so badly and give you some grief because you picked the Detroit Lions. But lo and behold, it turned out to be the right guess. I was so disappointed in my Chicago Bears. I really thought that they were going to win that game the other day, but they just couldn't do it. They at the end, they faltered, and really in the beginning, they let Detroit get too much of an edge, and I suppose that was the biggest problem. And it's the roller coaster ride that we're always on with Jay Cutler. So we saved our worst, I suppose, for the Lions, and we were pretty much beat up right forward and backwards in that 40-32 loss. So kudos to you. You didn't nail the score, but you picked the right team, and some of your analysis actually, madam, was right on. All right, Howard, thanks for that. Sorry about Chicago. I have a good cousin that I'm close to, John Fitzgerald, who lives in Chicago. And he, I think, has kind of adopted the Chicago Bear, so he wasn't very excited about that either. All right, this one's from India, listening to us in Florida. Hello, America, tonight. Very confused about Obamacare. Know that people will be able to start signing up on Wednesday. But if I'm confused, and I'm not a dummy, I have a feeling a lot of other people are confused as to what the health insurance exchanges are going to be like for this open enrollment. I'm confused about it. I'm confused about what it covers, and I am confused about what the premiums are going to be. I listened to a previous show of yours where I heard people talking about getting letters in the mail, and it really scared me, I have to tell you, which is why I'm writing this email. What can you tell me about Obamacare? Well, it depends on a couple of factors, where you're working. I mean, if you already have health insurance, you don't have to worry about it. If you're already getting health insurance through your employer, or you have government-sponsored insurance like Medicare or Medicaid, that nothing's going to change there. Probably close to 60% of Americans get it through the job, and 30% or so, which that number will shoot up, get it through the government. And then there's this other 15% or so, give or take, of us that don't have health insurance. And you either buy health insurance on the new exchanges, or you get it through Medicaid in states that are offering that. And if you don't do that, as long as it still stays intact, then what happens is you have to, you'll end up maybe paying a fine, because that's what the IRS hired 5,000 people to fine the people who were not going to pay, because the individual mandate kicks in January of 2014. So it just, again, it just depends. There's no way for me to tell you exactly what you're paying. It depends on what you're making and that kind of thing. If you have a big family and you have an income of, let's say, $50,000 or so, then you might pay, depending on where you live, in a bigger city, more people pulled in, you may pay as low as $50 or so a month, maybe even lower than that. If you live in a more remote area, you could be paying $280 or more. Just depends. A great site to go and look at, since it is Obamacare, it's the federal government. If you want to get more of the whole enrollment thing and try to figure that out, go to healthcare.gov, and they'll show you that. They'll have some of the options there anyway. But I think it's going to be a mess for a lot of people, and I'm not surprised. Thanks for the question. I'm not surprised by the question, because people don't understand what it means. Even today, Diane, the lady that sometimes does my nails, yes, I do my nails sometimes because they look awful from all the typing that we do. As she said to me, her husband was in a Vietnamese prison for 13 years, and they came to the United States, love America, speak pretty good English, speak really good English, actually. But she's very confused about the whole Obamacare thing, and she was asking me questions. What does it mean? What do I have to pay? Do I have to pay? You know, so there hasn't been a lot of good information that's been, I think, pushed out that people can understand. So I'm not surprised by the question at all. So I'm sure more of you have questions. If you do, send them our way, because we're having more and more guests on to actually talk about that kind of stuff. Let's take another one. This one from Jones, listening to us, I think also in Florida, because this is Jonesy in Florida. Hi, Jonesy. Kate Delaney, I heard you talk about the Olympic flame. I am such a fan of the Olympics. I'm not even a sports fan, but there's just something about the Olympics that draws me in. And I love that they had that ancient ceremony. You talked about it and said that was the start of it all, and that, you know, now you're going to see the torch do the relay thing for 40,000 miles. I did not know about the flame lighting ceremony. Hey, thanks for paying attention to the show. I did do a little snippet on that, I think, in Odds and Ends. And yes, they do that for the Olympic Games. They do that little reenactment. I didn't really realize how big it was either, that they have the original dress on and they're hearkening back to ancient Greece and that kind of thing. But I have to say, I think it's pretty interesting. I love the relay deal, that the torch is just gets taken all over the place and makes its way to the Olympics, the final, you know, when the Olympics opening ceremony starts. So that's what the 40,000 miles is. And, I think that's pretty cool, no doubt about it. All right, here's one from Joseph who says, don't know if you saw this or not. I think you had somebody on talking about the Hillary Clinton documentary, but did you know that that has been canceled? Isn't that interesting? Because the Republicans were saying that they were not going to hold any kind of debates on CNN because of the what they thought was a public relations move for Hillary Clinton with this documentary. You know, I just saw something on that this morning, and the reason that they canceled is the director said he couldn't get anyone to talk about Clinton. Couldn't get anyone to open up to do a documentary, and probably the reason that he found this happening is because the Republicans said it was too much meddling for the 2016 presidential race, and said exactly that they were not gonna, they weren't gonna have anything to do with CNN or anyone who was airing it. So that's what probably fueled the fact that, okay, well, this isn't going to go anywhere, so why, if I, we do this, where could we even air it? It doesn't make any sense, so we're not going to do that. All right, got another one here, and this is one I just found out about myself, too. I've been following this, probably because Dateline, man, they just pumped this out all over the place. Remember the whole Amanda Knox thing? Well, Harry says, quick update, Amanda Knox, it looks as though the second appeals trial for murder is going forward in Italy. Do you think she'll go? And the answer is, I don't think she'll go. Why would she go? The Supreme Court overturned the acquittals of Knox and her boyfriend for the murder of this third girl, this third woman, Meredith Kircher, her name was. And they're going, the appellate court is hearing the Amanda Knox's third trial. This is the third trial. That's how they do it in Italy, or they can do it. They can keep going in her former roommate's murder, you know. So they say they're going to run additional DNA tests on the weapon, but they also rejected about a dozen other defense requests for new testimony or evidence. So it seems kind of crazy to me. On the opening day, from the little bit that I read, they agreed to do the one DNA trace, and that was something that wasn't on the knife. Apparently they had never done that before in the knife, because the prosecutors say that that killed the British roommate, and before they had said that it was too small, that the test would be too small because it was just trace. So how about this? And this goes back to March or spring or whatever. That's when they decided she'd have to have a new trial. And then the overturning of the acquittals. Wow. So Knox is a student. She's 26 years old now. She's a student at the University of Washington in Seattle. And she hasn't gone back to Italy for the trial. And I guess she's not compelled by law to do it. And why would she? I don't think she would ever want to step foot back in Italy. Anyway, if you want to email us your thoughts on anything that's going on, whether it's news stories or something in your hometown, do it. AmericaTonight.net. All roads lead through the website. You know how we roll here. We'll be back with more. Hang with us on ATN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
Stafford under center, takes ball, and he lets the ball cut it in midair. He is in for the touchdown. He went with a sneak, lost the ball, and it fell back into his hands, and they slammed the ball in the end zone for the touchdown, Detroit.
This good punt angles to the right side, taken at the 12 by McCluster, gets one block, now a two. He comes to the near side, it's a 20, burst across the 25, cuts it back right across the 35, center of the field at midfield. One man is chasing him, McCluster up the right hash, 20, 50.
Holiday from 6 yards deep in the end zone will bring it out. Holiday over the 20, 25. Look out. Here we go. 30, 35. Brendan Holiday down the east sideline. Steps out of the tackle. 30, 25. You're not going to catch him. Brendan Holiday to the house.
Lock on third down for the five. Andrew steps up. Looks to throw in the middle. Touchdown, Ricky. That's his 80th touchdown. He's joined quite a crew. He's got 100 yards for the 42nd time in his career. He's over 13,000 receiving yards and 80 count of touchdowns on his career. Great day for Red. And the Colts now lead it 33-3.
Play action, Rivers steps up, heaves it down the field, caught over the top of Lee, to the touchdown to the tight end Gates, and he goes dancing in for the Chargers touchdown.
Shelf turns, blitz is coming. Shelf got to get rid of the ball and pick up. It's Richard Sherman. He's going to go down the far sideline. Are you kidding me? Nobody's going to touch him. 10-5. Touchdown. Seahawks. 54 yards of the defense. Does it again, Richard Sherman. Holy smoke.
Matt takes the snap. Steelers blitz. Matt passes left. Caught first down. Greg Jennings turns it up to the 40. Center of the field to the 50.
Looks over the middle, floats it toward Roddy White. The ball is batted away by Akeem Haleem. And the Patriots are going to win it in Atlanta.
That's my dog.
Yeah, you heard me talking about the Patriots because we had that email during the mailbag segment, and it was a wacky week. I keep saying this, but week four just lived up to what the previous weeks lived up to. A lot of nail biters, games that finished at the waning moments where Houston was blowing out the Seahawks 20-0, and in overtime the Seahawks won 23-20. There were some where they were on cruise control, like the Lions pounding the Bears. That was our nail the score game, by the way, all of you so convinced in Illinois that the Bears would win. They didn't. The Lions won 40-32. And then you had, for example, like Tampa Bay, forever and a day. It seemed like the first couple of quarters they were hanging on to a 10-0 lead. The Cardinals came back 13-10 in a lower scoring game. The Cowboys were a couple of touchdowns ahead of the Chargers, and then the Chargers roared back and beat them 30-21. The Broncos did as you would expect. They pounded the Eagles 52-20. Peyton Manning's on fire. I wonder what Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, is thinking now after he basically showed Peyton Manning the door because of his neck problems. He has certainly bounced back from that and from the surgery. The Redskins were losing to the Raiders, and they sealed the deal in the end, 24-14. And capping things off, we've got the Dolphins and the Saints on Monday night. For all of you people listening to us in New York and New Jersey area, or people that just are Giants fans, something's going on with the Giants, because the other Manning brother is really in a slouch, slump, whatever you want to call it. The Chiefs beat the Giants in KC 31-7, so the Chiefs are 4-0 under Andy Reid, and the Giants are 0-4. The Jags are 0-4. The Colts slammed them 37-3. The Browns and the Bengals, I didn't mix that in. The Browns won that 17-6. Matt, you're a fantasy football playing kind of guy. It has been a very strange 4 weeks, I believe.
It has, and my team has definitely benefited from Peyton Manning. I took him with my second pick, and it's proved to be quite the smart move on my part. Everyone thought he maybe was a little past his prime. You know, I thought people probably expected him to have a decent year, but nothing like this. This is, I mean, they said he's already on pace to exceed what Tom Brady did in that, what was it, the 2007 year, when he just went on a tear, and I can't remember what his stats were, but it was just the most unbelievable team. And that was the 16-0 team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, and now you got Denver that's hosting Jacksonville. Like, Denver's favored by 28 points after what they manhandled, how they manhandled the Eagles. I mean, this team, like, you could almost book them for the Super Bowl. It's crazy.
Yeah, Denver and then Seattle, who was down at half.
Yeah.
What were they down? 20-3?
20-0. Yeah, 23. Yeah.
They come back. They got Richard Sherman on defense, who's turned into probably the best cornerback in the league
crazy.
Right now.
And yeah.
Picks off the pass from Schaub, runs it in for a touchdown, gets the team back on track, and they win it in overtime. I mean, the league right now is boiling down to, I mean, I think it's Seattle and Denver.
Seattle.
Are just
yeah.
the upper echelon teams with Denver ahead of Seattle, and then all these other teams kind of in that middle tier pack. But, I mean, Denver's defense, they're still missing Von Miller, who, when he comes back, they're going to be even better. And Champ Bailey is still kind of healing his injury, but he's playing. I mean, they're only going to get better, I think, and Seattle, they're well on their way, too. So, I mean, it looks like Seattle-Denver. I don't know who else is going to be able to stop these teams.
Yeah, I agree with you. You can almost book it right now. It's exciting, and it'll be disappointing, I think, for those fans if they don't get that far. So how about that? And like I said, and we keep talking about Peyton Manning, best player, best quarterback right now in the league, bar none. There's no question about it. Don't forget, we have our Nail the Score deal that we do, and that's Thursday into Friday. That show, the final two segments of hour three, we do Nail the Score. We try to make it really compact and fast. So if you want to get in on the action, it's fun. Maybe you'll nail the score. The computer randomly picks the game of the week, and then you call in and say, hey, I think this team's going to win, the red team over the blue team, and here's what the score is going to be. It's just that easy. All right, speaking of predictions like Matt was predicting there, looking at two teams in Seattle and looking at Denver, there are a lot of people who are trying to handicap whether or not the government is going to shut down. ABC News says the chances for a shutdown are 99.9%. That's what Jonathan Carl from ABC News says, that he's almost certain that Congress and the White House aren't going to reach an agreement to avoid the shutdown. And that's what he would put the chances at. This is a guy who covers the White House all the time. And so far, the positions he's right have definitely hardened. And here's the bottom line. The clock is on and the time is running out. So that's what you look at. You look at the clock. And midnight on Monday, that happens. That's it. So the Republicans in the House have moved closer toward that. And the Senate is not going to, are they going to pass what's just been passed in the House in defunding Obamacare? And the answer is no, they're not going to do that. So they're going to send the bill. They're going to send the bill right back to the House, and they're going to go back and forth, back and forth. So the two chambers won't agree. But the question becomes, I think, if it does, if there is a government shutdown, how many days does it stretch? Do we go all the way to October? October 17th would be the debt ceiling. So would it go that, would it become that serious? Does it go all the way that far, which would be crazy? Or is something wrapped up before that, and then they worry more about the debt ceiling? But at this point, the 99.9%, he may be right. I agree. Just because I don't see how, you know, who's going to come up with an agreement unless it's a midnight hour deal that's struck before the calamity happens. And that happened in August of 2011 and December of 2012, December 31st. And what happens to the stock market? So far, the stock market seems kind of nonplussed by what's happening in Washington. But, you know, even Friday, the market closed at almost an all-time high. So maybe global investors aren't worried, because, you know, that negative news usually tanks the market. And why do you care? You might have a 401k that's tied to the market, naturally. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.